Welcome to Plays That Change the Game on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. We're joined this week by former Giants center Sean O'Hara. And Sean, second straight week, these plays won the game for the Giants.
Yeah, back-to-back weeks for the Giants, and the defense came to play. You know, the offense did a good job of taking care of the football, no turnovers, but the defense really stepped up.
And let's go to the first quarter for our first play. It's the Eagles' second drive of the game. This is the possession after Vic threw the interception to Antro Roll. This time, Roll gets after the quarterback with the sack.
Yeah, Antro Roll, he came up big all day long. But when you're playing against Michael Vick, the one thing you don't want to do, you don't want to let him roll out to his left, John. So defense coordinators are always saying if you're going to flush him, make him roll right. But here's a designed play, a designed roll out to the left for Michael Vick. Now, you can see Antro Roll here. You know, he's down here in the box for run support on Shady McCoy. He reads run. He doesn't have anybody in man coverage, so he just attacks the quarterback. And I don't think Michael Vick was expecting this. You could see coming out of this ball fake, he's looking down the sideline first for Riley Cooper. But great coverage here by the secondary. You see Will Hill cutting the inside the route of DeSean Jackson, and Michael Vick really has nowhere to go with the football. We'll show here from the end zone, John, the great play that Antro Roll makes, not just sacking Michael Vick here, but he gets credited with a forced fumble because he actually knocks the football out. Here we can see Roll just doing a great job. And one of the things that they always coach defenders to do right here, John, is don't leave your feet. If you're rushing the quarterback, put your hands up all you want, but don't fall for the pump fake, you know, like you do on the basketball court, John. You know, get your defenders up in the air. He doesn't jump right there. He continues to run through it, puts his hands up, but you can see the ball comes out right there. Antro doesn't actually realize he's laying on the ball right there, but a great play by Antro Roll creating that turnover. Or the opportunity for the turnover, but getting credit for the sack.
Sean, let's jump to the next Eagles possession. They have it first and 10 at their own 20 after a Giants field goal. And once again, Antro makes a play, this time containing on a run against Shady McCoy. We saw in the first play the Giants stay at home on the play action. This time they stop the run when the running back does get the football.
Yeah, John, this is a tackle by committee here defensively. And we have to give a lot of credit to Perry Fuel and really to this defense. Specifically up front, Antro Roll makes the play on this specific play, but they did a great job against Shady McCoy. Even in week 5, they held him to less than 50 yards rushing, and again, they do that against the Eagles. Mathias Kiwanuka is responsible for setting the edge here and being the force defender. You can see Terrell Thomas coming up as well, but he forces LeSean McCoy back into the defense, and Antro Roll does a great job. Look at how he forces LeSean McCoy back to the inside where he knows he has help. He will not let him get outside of him right here. So from the end zone, we'll be able to see this even better.
Mike Patterson makes a good play here as well.
Yeah, Mike Patterson, you can see him beating Jason Peters right here. And this is a combo block. Actually, Jason Peters' guard is kind of hanging him out to dry here. And the Giants really controlled the line of scrimmage all day long. You know, Sean Rogers had a big game against him week 5, but I thought Linville and Mike Patterson both stepped up. There we see the contain right there that Mathias Kiwanuka does a great job of, keeping that left arm free. And then here is the tackle by committee. Surround LeSean McCoy. That's what they wanted to do going into this game, and they certainly did a great job of that. Antro Roll right there, you can see he's fired up for his fellow defensive players.
Now, Sean, we saw specifically what they did on that play, but generally, why has the Giants' run defense been so spectacular this year? They've shut down LeSean McCoy twice, Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, Matt Forte. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, and here's why. They are very athletic at the defensive end position. We saw Mathias Kiwanuka right there holding the edge. Well, Mathias was a linebacker a couple years ago and even last year. So I think they're very athletic at the defensive end position, have a lot of speed. You throw Jason Pierre-Paul out there as well. He's very athletic. But then they're getting a great push. I mentioned Sean Rogers. He was big again in week 5 in that victory. Mike Patterson is doing a great job. Linville Joseph. I think those guys are getting a great push up the A-gaps. And I think that's forcing LeSean McCoy to go east and west. That's what you want to do against any good runner.
Now, we talked a lot about the defense, Sean. The offense, not a ton of plays, only 5 field goals. But this play really did seal the game for the Giants. This is after a delay of game penalty with just over 3 minutes to play. It turns into a 3rd and 8 with just over 3 minutes to go. The Giants, with a first down here, can more or less run out the clock on the Philadelphia Eagles, leading 15-7. And Brandon Myers, a big offseason acquisition, does exactly what the Giants paid him to do when they brought him in this offseason.
Yeah, John, a very frustrating penalty, I'm sure, for Eli, and he makes up for it because, you know, when you have a delay of game penalty like that on a 3rd and 3, it's just, you know, it doesn't make sense, and it really, it's avoidable. But Brandon Myers does a great job. He gets one-on-one. Let's take a look at the play. Starts off with good protection right here for Eli. You know, he's got a pretty good pocket. The center and both guards do a good job here. Look at Brandon Myers right here. I mean, I think he sets this route up excellently with his head. And watch how his eyes snap to the inside, making the linebacker think that he's running an inside crossing route. But then he gets away with a little bit of contact here, but creates that separation right there that makes this an easy throw for Eli. Now, we'll see here from the end zone real quick. Eli, he knows he's going to Myers, I think, right out of the get-go, because he's looking at him the entire way. He's watching him, reading that body language. Here you see the protection that I was referring to. It looks like, you know, Dave Deal was expecting a little help here from Jim Cordell, and he's looking to help out Justin Pugh. Beattie does a pretty decent job against Trent Cole, and Eli makes a big throw, but great play by Brandon Myers, and as you mentioned, that ended up sealing the win. Giants do need to do a better job of getting in the end zone. They can't continue to settle for field goals down the road with the game against the Packers and the Cowboys coming up.
Sean, how does Myers and Eli get on the same page the second half of the season? I don't think we've seen them connect as many times as a lot of people thought they would before the season started.
Well, I think a lot of it's chemistry. It's repetition. And I think confidence is how you get that confidence up when you have those reps. And I think looking now at what defenses are trying to do, they're going to say, you're not going to beat us with Victor Cruz. We're not going to let you go deep on us. So they're going to put a safety over the top on him. Then they're going to try to take away Hakeem Nicks. That leaves Brandon Myers in one-on-one situations like we just saw.
Sean, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sean.
That's all the time we have for Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. The Giants with two straight wins heading into the bye. Enjoy your bye week, everybody. We'll see you next week.